Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement, and we present to you today's show, and it's called Fibroids. What is it? A lot of our minority women are facing this situation right now, fibroids. Fibroids is a situation that is strengthening every woman. Majority of women are minority, African-American and Hispanic women. You know what I'm saying? And it starts from the ages, you know, once you pass 20, majority women are starting to develop it. Sometimes you ask yourself, why am I bleeding extra hard, you know, during my menstrual period? Why does it hurt more than it usually does? You know, maybe you should check yourself for fibroids. Maybe sometimes, you know, your period lasts longer than just, you know, 2 or 3 days. Maybe it lasts for at least, like, you know what I'm saying, 7 days. I mean, it's a serious situation. Fibroid, it's not a game. I put a video up on the front when you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline, and it basically gives you a rough draft about fibroids and what exactly is going on with it. Like, it's serious right now. Everybody gets fibroids, you know, confused with thyroid, you know, overactive thyroid. They are not the same thing, okay? The thing about it is that fibroids are non-cancerous tumors, you know, the same way like a tumor can grow for cancer, but it's not cancerous. It's a non-cancerous tumor that can grow from the muscle layers to the uterus wound. You know, I mean, these fibroids can grow to the point as big as a melon, as big as a basketball, as big as a human child. I mean, the fibroids are a serious issue, a serious situation, you know, and they're also known as urethrine fibroids, you know, and, you know, they basically, you know, the growth is like almost like a smooth muscle tissue, you know what I'm saying, and it varies in sizes, man. I mean, it can be small, it can be real tiny, undetectable, you know, and all kinds of stuff, man. They got also natural cures for it, you know, and they got surgical cures for it. And sometimes they even tell you to the point that you might have to get a hysterectomy if it's to the point where it's really, really bad when it comes to your fibroids. I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, a product of it, you know, having fibroids and finding out later on, you know, in my life, which I have one child, which I'm blessed to have, you know, but finding out that fibroids is not a game. And the fibroids affects at least 20% of women at some time during their life. And women ages between 30 and 50 are most likely to develop fibroids. And, you know, fibroids, they say, is almost like a fatty tissue. So overweight and obese women are significantly at a higher risk of developing fibroids compared to women of a normal weight. But, you know, I found out, you know, I had fibroids, you know, later on. So I don't know. They don't really know really too much of what the cause is for fibroids. But they said due to the fact of high estrogen levels, you know, can cause the fact of you developing fibroids, which is like definitely, this is a serious situation. I mean, a lot of women don't know what it is. A lot of women are like, why am I bleeding so hard? I mean, I'm bleeding for like 7 days. You need to go to your GYN and check it out, especially if you're in between the ages of 30 and 50. Or if you're little, I'm not, we ain't trying to, we know y'all curvaceous and y'all wonderful looking women out there. But if you are, you know, kind of, you know, slightly over, you know, weight, not to say obese or we a little bit thick, you should go check that, be checked out by your OBGYN. You know, if you can get, you know, your usually, you know, you get your pap smears and your checks to see what's going on, or by ultrasound to detect it and check it out, you know what I'm saying? And especially for those who are pregnant, women who are pregnant, you know, fibroids can actually cause, you know, miscarriages, you know, or cause uncomfortable pain where it presses against your bladder and your uterus, you know what I'm saying? And it's, I mean, it's crazy. You know, some people go through surgeries. Some people go through the surgeries to try to get them, you know, taken out. And some people go through different situations. I mean, it's not something that is just easily, like, you know, dealt with. I mean, when they told me they had it, they said, you know, later on down the road, I might have to get a hysterectomy. They basically take out the whole uterus, you know, and it's basically, you know what I'm saying, it's inside the womb, you know, but, you know, it's sometimes, they, you know, it can be inside the womb. There's different types of fibroids. Intramural, and these are located in the walls of the uterus. These are the most common types of fibroids. Then you got the subserial fibroids. They are located outside of the walls of the uterus. They can develop into pedunculated fibroid stalks, and they can become quite large. Then they've got submucous fibroids. They're located in the muscle beneath the lining of the uterus walls, and they got cervical fibroids. They're located in the neck of the womb in the cervix. So, I mean, these things are, like, crazy. And a lot of people were asking a question. They're like, basically, you know what I'm saying, how do I know I have fibroids? How do I know I have fibroids? What are the symptoms? You know, what do I need? You know what I'm saying? How would I know if I have fibroids? Like, you know, I don't have fibroids. How would I know that? Well, these are basically the symptoms of having fibroids. Most women have no symptoms. That is why most patients with fibroids don't even know that they have them. So you can be going through life, and you could be, like, saying you're about to have a baby and all that. You know what I'm saying? Say you're about to have a baby, and basically, you know, you're going in there for your regular checkup, and the doctor says, oh, it's this big old mass that's growing over top of your baby right now. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got fibroids. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You having miscarriages and you're not even knowing what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, or you're basically, you know, you either have to have an emergency, abortion because you're going to bleed to death. You know, the crazy things that happen, like, you know, with the fibroids. So a lot of people, so that's why people really need to get checked up when it comes to cancer, when it comes to fibroids and all that. But the thing about it, fibroids is non-cancerous. But I'm telling you, it's a serious issue. It's a serious issue. Okay. The symptoms that may develop are, you know, you can be anemic. As a result, you can become anemic as a result of heavy periods, which, you know, basically you're bleeding so much to the point you're not keeping enough blood in your system. Therefore, you become anemic. You will get cold effects. You might need to get iron pills. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you might have backaches. You might have constipation. You might have discomfort in your lower abdomen, especially if the fibroids are super large. You know, and see, like, my mother has them and I have them, right? And basically what she told me is, like, usually a lot of women in their front and their stomach might seem like their stomach is big, but usually sometimes it might be just a fibroid sitting in there. So what she does is try to, you know, slim down, cut back on what she eats, because basically you can kind of, you know, shrink them by cutting back on her, losing some weight or so, can shrink down the fibroids also. Also, other things with the fibroids, you can be using a bathroom, frequent urination, you know, heavy painful periods, pain in your legs, you know, even when you're performing sexual acts, it can be painful when you're performing a sexual act because of the fibroids. You know, a person might be, you know, thrusting you, and it might hurt your abdomen because of the fibroids. So just to let you ladies know out there, you know, when you are, interacting, you know, with the gentleman and stuff, not knowing you have fibroids, you're wondering why you're having this discomfort when you're having, you know, intercourse with your man. Who knows? It could be that fibroid, man. The fibroids are no joke, you know. And also, you know, you might have swelling in the lower abdomen, you know. Maybe the fibroids large. That's why I was saying in regards to your stomach, it might look bigger than what it is, when really it's the fibroid that has, you know, multiplied and become huge in your abdomen. You can also have, you know, other symptoms, like if you're going into pregnancy, you might have problems with your labor. You know, sometimes now some people say you might not be able to have no babies later down the road, and some doctors say you can't. I had a young lady that was one of my best friends. She was from Peru. This is the first time I ever heard of fibroids, and I didn't know what it was. But when she found out that she had fibroids, she was pregnant, and they said that she might have miscarriages, but God blessed her, and she was able to have a child. But the thing about it, the doctor has to constantly monitor you because you are at high risk of having a miscarriage. So So you have labor problems, you have pregnancy problems, you have fertility problems, and you might have repeated miscarriages. So if you know anybody that has a problem with fibroids or anything like that, you guys can call in, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, ask questions and everything, you know, in regards to the fibroids. There are natural ways of trying to cure for fibroids, and there's, you know, surgical procedures. Now, they say, everybody asks, you know, what are the causes of fibroids? We're not exactly sure why fibroids occur. During a woman's reproductive years, her estrogen and her estrogen levels might get high, right? So when estrogen are high, especially during pregnancy, fibroids tend to swell up. When estrogen levels are low, fibroids sometimes shrink during a woman's, you know, if you're going through menopause, say you're going through menopause, y'all know y'all getting flat flashes and stuff, usually they say that, you know, you don't have the fibroids or they go away. You know, also this is hereditary. Women whose mothers and or sisters have had fibroids are at higher risk of developing it. So like my mother had it, so now I have it. So it is hereditary. So if you had your mother or sister or anybody that has, you know, fibroids in your family, you should really check on it. How do they diagnose the fibroids? How do they find out and, you know, check to see if you got fibroids? You know, what do you do and stuff like that? Go to your OBGYN and you say you're having discomfort. And, you know, if you don't know what fibroids are and you really are not sure, ask your OBGYN. That's the best person to tell you. So in most cases, the symptoms of fibroids are rarely felt in a patient. You don't even know that you have it, right? But the only way that they discover them is through a vaginal examination, okay? They even do an ultrasound. If the doctor thinks fibroids may be present, you know, they might use an ultrasound to scan it and find out. That's what they usually do when you're pregnant, you got the baby, and they're looking to check if the baby's okay, so they'll use an ultrasound to check it. Now, when I was getting checked and I found out I had fibroids and I was pregnant at the time, you know, which I had to have, you know, emergency abortion because I found out that basically the mass, which was the fibroid, was basically covering the embryo to the point it would have had suffocated it to the point and I would have had bled to death. So, you know, once you're doing an ultrasound, it basically scans to make sure that everything is going all right in your uterus. It can get inside there, you know, to see what's going on in your uterus, okay? Ultrasound scans are often used when the patient has heavy periods or any blood test that reveals nothing conclusive, right? So if the blood test doesn't, you know, let you know what's really going on, then, you know what I'm saying, you get that, you know. And then also, you know, you got transvaginal scan, a small scanner that's inserted into the person's vaginal so that the uterus can be viewed up close and you can really, like, blow it up and really see what's going on, right? And then you have hysteroscopy, it's a small telescope that examines the inside of the uterus during the procedure, and necessary a biopsy that can be taken in the lining of the uterus wound, you know, and, you know, it's all kinds of stuff. I can't remember what this was, but it was it's basically they shot all of this, like, liquid into me, and I swear to God, it was the worst pain I ever felt in my life. They shot all this fluid in me so they could blow up my uterus to the point so they can examine and make sure that everything was okay in it. So they shoot this liquid in you to find out what's going on, and I swear it hurt so bad. And then they do the ultrasound to check and make sure that everything is squared away. And, you know, we're going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about the different treatments. And I implore anybody that has a family member or anybody that's going through this or knows that's going through it for them to call in at 347-826-7722. Call into Street Queens the Movement right now. You know, if you need help or you want to find out what kind of things you can do to try to help with your fibroids or your menstrual situation, call in at 347-826-7722. Street Queens the Movement, Women Empowerment, always supporting females in the industry, supporting them, and just uplifting women and all that. So definitely call into the show right now at 347-826-7722. We'll be back after commercial.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the streets and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas,
Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renesee.
It's your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUndergrip.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
That's what's up, man. Definitely shout out to all those brothers that definitely support Street Queens, the movement, and, you know, our street kings also. And we're talking about fibroids. What is it? Where does it come from? How do you detect it? What age do you get it? You know, like, why am I bleeding so heavy? Why am I urinating so much? Why am I having problems with pregnancy? This is affecting all of our women of minority, African American, and along with Hispanics also. And, you know, detect it early, you know, you can cure it, but, you know, long-term, you know, for serious cases, you know, results in a hysterectomy. But, you know, you got situations where you can naturally cure it or you can basically, you know, find some treatment for it. And we were talking about situations. I'm going to tell you about different things that you can do for the fibroids, but, you know, for the people just coming on, I'm going to tell you the technical term of what fibroids are and stuff in a quick second. For the people that's just joining us, once again, fibroids are non-cancerous tumors that grow from the muscle layers to the uterus womb. They are known as urethrine fibroids. They're singular, and basically they're a smooth muscle tissue that basically, you know, can grow from several various sizes, from as small as a bean or a pea, as small as, you know what I'm saying, a tennis ball, to as big as a melon or a human baby, you know. It gets to the point where it's just terribly uncomfortable. We're going to go ahead and bring this caller in live on Street Queens the Movement. I know it's one of our wonderful kings. Peace, King.
Yo.
Peace. How you doing?
You know, calling in, to show my support, man. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't. I'm lost for words, really, man. I mean, because it is a serious issue. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely serious, man. And peace, Renacy, how you doing today, man?
You know, I'm trying to stay on top of it like a skateboard, as always, you know. Trying to, you know, chasing this quality life. That's it, chasing a quality life.
That's what it is, man. You know, how do you feel about the situation in regards to fibroids? Like, even though you're a man, but, you know, I mean, you know, you got women, you might know people, you know, that you know that are stricken by it, or people that are just wondering what's going on. Did you know what fibroids was before, you know, calling into the show?
In actuality, I did know. I mean, it was an unfortunate, reason why, you know what I'm saying, a family member of mine was affected by that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it first turned on to the term, because, you know, fibroid sounds very similar to thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? That's how it was really, really broken down to me, because I was like, you know what I mean, one of my cousins was like, yeah, I got fibroids. I was like, what, thyroids? You know what I'm saying? Because I got it kind of mixed up. And then she was like, no, fibroid with an F. So I was like, wow, what's that? And she began to explain. And then later on I had another close friend, you know what I'm saying, who had been affected by it. So, you know, I mean, me, you know, as a man to know two people, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, that's serious right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It really shows you how, you know, it's a small world. You know, a lot of women are actually, like, I was sitting at my job today, and I was saying, you know, like, I'm still going through the fibroids. Like, two other women told me they were going through the same thing. I was like, wow. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, you know, this fibroid situation is affecting a lot of women, and some people don't even know they have it. They're
yeah,
going through,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
every day. With this discomfort and not really know what's the problem or why they're going through that. Or people are having miscarriages and not being able to be fertile or having babies, not really know what's the problem.
Right.
You know? It's really crazy. It's like, it's really a serious situation. And like they said, the average is 20% of all women, you know, at some time develop, you know, this in their life. They said between the ages of 30 and 50. Now, they saying between the ages of 30 and 50, I'm 28 years old, and I had fibroids. I found out I had fibroids when I was like, when I was 25.
And in actuality, my cousin, you know, one of the family I was speaking of, who discovered she had it, believe me, she's not near her 30s either, so.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably like mid 20s right now. So,
yeah.
And she found out a few years ago. So.
Yeah, I mean, the fibroids, and for those who really want to see what it looks like in depth, you guys can, you know, go to the front page at, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, and you can look at the video that I have up there. It's basically what is fibroids, and they'll basically show you that. See, they're saying that basically no one really knows the real cause of fibroids, but they're saying basically with the high levels of estrogen during the times of our months when we go through our menstrual cycle, they grow more. They said by the time of, like, menopause, they usually shrink. But, you know, some women don't know this. A lot of women are using birth control. Some of the birth control has estrogen in it. Some of the birth control has estrogen in it to the point that it can activate your fibroids to grow enlarged, larger, because of the estrogen in the birth control. So really when you're taking it, and if you do have it, you really need to talk to your OBGYN to find out what can you use that doesn't have estrogen in it like that, that can basically counteract with the growth of the fibroids. What we have found, which I have used and which I know other women have used, is the Uva ring, which they just came out with. It's a ring that basically has some hormones in it that basically counteracts with the estrogen in your body. And it's a ring that you insert in your vaginal area, and it kind of helps with the cramping and the pain, which I actually personally found that has been, kind of comforting a little, has helped out the situation. But I don't know if you know this, but see, some women can have, sexual problems. Like, they can be in pain during sex because of the fibroids, Like as the experts say, they basically say that the different things that it can cause, like the symptoms that you can have with the fibroids, is like they said, because a lot of women are anemic, and I find like a lot of African American women or minorities are anemic, due to this. They either have to take take iron pills, which I do, which I am anemic, because of the heavy blood flow, because of the heavy periods and stuff, and the blood flow, which is you losing a lot of blood. I mean, you're losing more. It almost feels like you're hemorrhaging. You're losing more blood than an average woman would on their menstrual cycle.
Wow.
And you're losing more blood than the average woman is using on her menstrual cycle. And you got women that are having menstrual cycles for only 1 or 2 or 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And women that have fibroids are having it for at least 7 to 8 days straight, which the first period, some women can start with a heavy flow. I mean, to a heavy flow to the point that, I mean, you're having to at least use, like, almost like 10 pads in a day.
Wow.
On a heavy flow. And that heavy flow can last all the way through the 8 days or 7 days, or it can slow down on the 5th day. So, I mean, it depends on how bad the fibroids are, you can become anemic. It can also cause you back pain. It can also cause you back pain like, you were pregnant. It can cause you constipation. Discomfort in your lower abdomen, enlargement of it. You constantly use the bathroom, constantly urinating and stuff. Or, you also, like I said before, you can have pain in your legs. It can also cause pain in your legs and stuff because of, the fibroids, and also, labor problems. Some people can have children, but they have to be seriously monitored. And like I said, with sex, sex can be, like, painful also. She might not tell you because, she's trying to go ahead and do the thing and satisfy her man, but she could be in pain all that time, while having intercourse because of the fibroids, man. This thing is definitely no joke, man.
Not, I mean.
For real.
That it's funny that you bring that up, because you said it can happen during intercourse, man. And I mean, I encourage women, when they get in that extra pain, man, to really go get that checked out. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want that to get mixed up with the male ego. You know what I'm saying? During intercourse, man, that would not be a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't get that mixed up with him. Piping you down, ladies. Make sure you get that taken care of, because you don't want to be ended up hurting and stuff, God forbid, it can be a lifelong thing, and we implore you guys to go and check out all kinds of situations. I had another young lady who was one of my friends who also had it. She went through a situation where she basically did the laser surgery. But, quote, there's a 50-50 chance that it can grow back, and there's a 50-50 chance that it'll go away. So you're taking a lot of risk. So you can do the laser surgery, and maybe the fibroids will stay away. And then you can do it. And I've actually seen people basically that I know that basically a fibroid, they spent all the money to do this procedure, and the fibroid has grown back, and they have to do another one. So, Fire Boys are like, you know, thank God they're not cancerous, but at the same time, they can also do their own damage also.
Right.
You know? And I implore you to check out this site. It's called www.fireboysetc.com. And it's a young lady. She suffers from it. And she gives you natural ways of trying to shrink your fibroids, you know, helping you with trying to shrink them and giving you help on how to assist yourself with dealing through that. I suggest for those that are on the birth control to use the Uva Ring or employ and inquire about it, to go ahead and, you know, check that out. The Uva Ring is definitely some good stuff. You know, it really helps down to cure in regards to the constant pain of the cramping and stuff. You know, as a man, you know, knowing females that have gone through this situation, you know, how has it affected them? Has it been trying for them? How have they dealt with the situation?
I guess I'm just trying to, because I want to elaborate because I know a little bit more, but I did ask both of them to come on the show and share their experience.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to touch on their experience, you know what I mean, before they come on here. However, flip side is I know that they were dealing with, it was some scheduling issues as well, so I don't know if they're going to make it, but I can tell you this. One of the people that I know actually went through with the surgery, and I heard you mention laser surgery, so I'm not sure, maybe that is the only type of surgery they can have. I'm not sure if it was laser or whatever, what other form of surgery is available for that, or as far as their process. But I know she had the surgery, and she was just telling me recently that, like you said, that the fibroids started to resurface again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wanted her to come on because right now, at this very point, she's pregnant too. So.
Wow. See, that's the situation right there. Like with the whole pregnancy situation, you know, definitely she has to be seriously monitored. You know what I'm saying?
And
since
she's been through that, like she's been through it at one point, you know, prior to her pregnancy, she was, you know, like a couple of years ago. The strange part about it, the weird part is she discovered that she had it through a miscarriage, you know, like a couple of years ago. So,
mm-hmm.
So she discovered that she had them then, and then, you know, I guess after that. I believe she had some sort of a 911 emergency surgical procedure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's pregnant again, and I don't know if it's before or after, but I know they've resurfaced. I'm not sure if they resurfaced before she was pregnant or they just resurfaced as a result of her being pregnant. I'm not sure. Me and her haven't talked in detail about that, but the fact of the matter is that they're resurfacing, and she's also pregnant. So.
Yeah, man. See, that's a serious situation because she, and you know, I just pray to God for that. You know, saying that, you know, because I had another young lady that was a friend of mine that you know found out she had fibroids, and basically, you know, they monitored her, and she had her baby was healthy and everything, but. The whole thing is that, you know, you just got to stay monitored because it's not a game. And fibroids, man, like with me, I had to have an emergency abortion because, like I said, the fibroid was covering embryo. I mean, was basically covering it to the point I could have bled to death. Like it's crazy. I mean, and a lot of people won't know what it is until, you know, they go through it. Like, the situation with fibroids is crazy, and it's hitting people younger and younger. Like, I'm 28. I found out when I was 25. I had five boys. And it's high risk, even with the chicks. I mean, even though we cut races and everything, but, I mean, the people that are thick, our thick sisters, are at higher risk than anything. You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
I'm going to go ahead and bring in this. Go ahead, Renacy, before I bring in this forward.
No, I was just going to say, like, both the people I know, it's wow. Because both the people I know are kind of petite. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, it still doesn't rule you out, I guess. So, but
mm-hmm.
you can take your car.
Yeah, well, you know what? And so that's the thing. They say in the statistics, they say it's more high risk for curvaceous women. But at
right.
the same time, he's saying he knows. And a lovely young lady I said that I knew, she was tiny and she had five boys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's crazy right now. You know, caller from the 301, you know what I'm saying, DMV. I know this is DJ Lady Blaze. What's up, sister? Peace, queen.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, nothing much, man. Digging in the scene and the gangster thing, talking about this serious issue, Five Boys, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Five Boys, man. How, you know, it affects a lot of women. You know what I'm saying, at you know, different ages, you know what I'm saying, you know, from 23 and up, you know what I'm saying, with the five boys is crazy right now. Like, you know, five boys they're non-cancerous tumors, but they're as big as, like, regular tumors, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, you know, in your body and everything. Some people say that, you know, if you lose some weight, you know, for the thick sisters, it shrinks a little bit, but for the people that are petite, you know, it's like, wow, what do you do then? I mean, it's crazy. You know, a lot of people get it, you know, conflicted with thyroids, and it's not the same thing. Fibroids, I mean, I don't know if you knew about it, Blaze, about fibroids and stuff.
I heard about it, but I don't really know too much about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, they're a tumor. It's basically like a non-cancerous tumor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it can be as small as a bean and as big as a melon. And they say the average of 30 to 50 years old can develop it. They say because that is the high estrogen in your body. You know, the time when we go through our menstrual, they say we got high estrogen and it causes it to enlarge. And I mean, it can basically cause symptoms like, you know, like anemia because you're bleeding so much to the point that, you know, you're losing more blood than an average chick will be on their menstrual cycle for like one or two, three days. But a person that has fibroids will be on their menstrual cycle for at least 7 days or so, at least 5 to 7 days.
That was the length of the menstrual cycle anyways. Most females I know, it's that long. It's about 5 days.
But see, it's not heavy though. It's not heavy though. But see, like, because like some women can go from, you know, from heavy to light, right? But
mm-hmm.
most of the women are constantly through a heavy cycle when they have fibroids. I mean, they're constantly through a heavy cycle through fibroids till the last period. Usually, it's from 7 days. To the
mm-hmm.
point that, or some can even go to the point for 8 days when it comes with the fibroids.
Right.
And it can cause backaches, constipation.
Mm-hmm.
It can, you know, like our regular stomach, a lot of people say your regular stomach, you got waste that's already in there. Some people get colonics and all that because they say
mm-hmm.
it's just built up waste. But sometimes it can be the fibroid that's actually growing and making your stomach look bigger than it is. You could be, like, trying to work out and all that and everything, and you're like, man, my stomach's not going out because the fibroid is there.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and then it can cause you to have frequent urination. You can have, you know, real painful periods like I have them. When I have my menstrual cycle, I'm in pain. I'm in the pain to the point that I can't even get out of bed. You know what I'm saying?
Pills don't work for you?
Huh?
The pills don't work for you?
Pills don't do nothing. I had to pop like a whole bunch of those just for it to come for me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then like they said that my OBGYN prescribed the Uvaring for some women that I've met. They've been using the Uvaring, which is like a round ring that sends a chemical to the estrogen to kind of like counteract it, and it kind of helps with the cramping. But I mean, when the cramps hit, it's like you almost like you delivering or something, you're in labor, because the pains are like, and the pains are so tight. And see, the fibroids press against your uterus and your bladder area, you know. And I mean, and then also it can cause pain in your legs. Even when some guys, like we were talking with Renice, he was like, some guys might think, you know, they putting in damage, but they might be really hurting you because the fiber, it can cause pain when you're having sexual intercourse also. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it can also cause you to have miscarriages, pregnancy problems, you know what I'm saying? So the fibroids are crazy. Fibroids are crazy, man. And, you know, if most people, I employ all women, just like you, people check for breast cancer, you know, and all kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I implore you all to go and check out for these fibroids, man. These fibroids ain't a joke, you know? You know, they can, I'm telling you, these fibroids can be as big as a human baby. I've seen pictures of them removing them out of people. They can be as big as a human baby, you know? Yeah, they are freaking huge. If you wanna see what everything looked like on a video, go on the front page of www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline and look at Street Queens the Movement Fibroids and watch the video. It's crazy right now, like, and not a lot of people is talking about it because not a lot of people know it. And also, if your mother had fibroids, your sister or somebody in your family had it, chances are you're at high risk of getting it because it's hereditary. My mother has it, and I have it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God forbid, I'm praying that my daughter doesn't get that, but you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And the thing is, it's more and more with African-American women. African-American women and Hispanic women are getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, Lush.
Go ahead.
Because I heard you saying that it's hereditary. Is there any way to prevent from getting it? Is there anything out there on the web that says that they have the necessary precautions that you have to take to avoid that? I mean, because it's right, it sounds horrible for real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a woman, but I sympathize and empathize with women. So, man.
Yeah, this is, with me, I mean, I got to live through it, you know, every day, you know what I'm saying? They say basically what they have for some of the treatments, you know what I'm saying, that they do have that you can use is basically they have a hormone, like basically a release, a hormone-like injection type thing. It's administered through an injection, and basically it's given to the, it's a GnRHA, and it stops the woman's menstrual cycle. It basically shrinks the fibroids, and it stops the woman's menstrual cycle. And it's important to remember that it is not a contraceptive, but it does affect the woman's fertility when she stops the treatment. So, like, if you're on that treatment, you got to stay on it constantly. It stops your period, like, forever. Basically stops your period. And it shrinks your fibroids, but it's not going to stop you from getting any sexually transmitted diseases or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if you stop it, if you stop using the treatment, then you're, like, more of a high risk of, you know what I'm saying, of getting it. And they got transamic acid. They got transamic acid, which basically it's presented in a tablet, and you're taking it by, the patient is taking it day to day. It's a premenstrual period before your premenstrual period starts from up to 4 days. And when you, this is done each month. If the symptoms don't improve and you stop taking the medication, the transamic acid helps the blood in your uterus clot. It reduces the bleeding. So you get less bleeding and stuff because, see, a normal woman, I know this might sound gross to men and stuff, but women have blood clots when the blood clots actually come through their vaginal area when they bleed. For the women that have fibroids, they have more blood clots than the average woman has in their regular menstrual cycle. So it'll loosen up and cause you to bleed less and loosen the blood clots with the transaminic acid. And then they got an anti-inflammatory drug. This medication is taken for a few days during the patient's menstrual cycle and includes some drugs and ibuprofen, and it basically reduces the amount of, prostate glands or hormones in which that are associated with the heavy periods. They also like, painkillers and stuff, but they don't affect the woman's fertility. And then they got the pill. What is this pill? I'm blocked right now. My brain is blocked. What is the pill they give? What is the pill they give you for sex? What is that pill? They give you
birth control. You're not talking about that.
Birth control.
Okay.
There are certain birth control pills that you can use that don't interact with that hormone, so it can lessen this stuff. But the thing about it is, if these fibroids get bad to the point, which they told me later on down the road, if I get older and it gets big to the point, they said that I would have to get a hysterectomy. And for those who don't know what a hysterectomy is, it's removing your uterus. They take all of your stuff out completely. They take it out, and if you're bleeding too much, you have to get a hysterectomy, and they'll have to take everything out. It reduces your libido, and you'll have early menopause. You know what I'm saying? So that's the other thing you got to consider, And they got a monomectomy, and that's basically the fibroid removal, where they kind of scrape it from the wall and everything. Women with larger fibroids also are well known to have these and stuff, but the thing about it is, like I just told Renacy, they can also grow back. You can do that and they can grow back,
Mm-hmm.
Right back. So, the fibroids is definitely not no joke for all those women that don't know what fibroids are, and you need to really holler at your OBGYN. Your OBGYN for ladies should be your best friend. Your OBGYN should be your best friend, because, women have so many things that our bodies are delicate, Anything, can happen to us. So, and because I have fibroids, I'm sharing my experience because I personally have it. And, when I found out that I was pregnant, I was blessed to have my daughter, but they were saying, chances are you might not be able to have kids anymore and stuff like that. And, But God can only determine that situation. But, learning about it. I started crying because, you're 25 years old. You're still young. You in your prime. And somebody telling you you can't handle kids. I had to have an emergency abortion. And they're saying the embryo was getting smothered by the fibroid. The fibroid, when I'm looking at the ultrasound, it was like covering the child. It was crazy. That's the situation that us as women go through. But I employ women to please go and make sure that you check that stuff out, But they said there's another complication. This is rare. This is real rare. But don't get scared. This is real rare. They said it's leiomyosarcoma. It's basically, this is extremely weird. It's a form of cancer that can develop inside the fibroid. Fibroids are non-cancerous, they say, but rarely, very rarely, there can be a small development of cancer. So, the thing, that's something that's rare. But most people have found natural to control their fibroids, and be able to deal with it. But it's just something to really think about, ladies, gents, you got a mother, you got a sister, you know, employ them to go check, be checked out about fibroids. If you didn't know, you got educated today about fibroids. And check out www.fibroidsetc.com, fibroids, et cetera. It's a young lady that suffers from fibroids, and she gives you natural ways. If you don't want to have surgery, if you don't want to take pills, natural ways on how to cure it. How do you guys feel about this, you know what I'm saying, what I just touched on in regards to fibroids and all that, man?
It's really serious, man. I mean, I never really paid attention, you know, to fibroids in general. I need to start paying attention because I am a female. Yeah, I really didn't know the severity of it at all until you're now telling me in this conversation. I have no clue.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's good to know, at least, you know what I'm saying, we educated, you know what I'm saying, people today and let them know, because, I mean, it's a serious situation. It's so many things that affect people that are so rare that people don't even know that can happen to you. And see, the thing about it is, I could see if fibroids was just like a one out of a million, but I mean this fibroid thing is really becoming very common than what I thought it was. I thought I was the only one suffering through it. You know?
Right.
So, you know, when my mother had told me she had to do an emergency, you know what I'm saying, abortion and stuff. And everything, my stepfather, I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what fibroids was. I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I was lost. I was young. I didn't know what she was talking about. And I never knew that it would affect me later on down the road, you know? So, you got, you know, really, when people ask you or doctors ask you what's in your family history, a lot of us really need to really find out, does my family have diabetes? Does somebody have cancer? Do they have fibroids? Are they anemic? Because you need to check to see if you have that, you know, down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, fibroids is serious. If you ain't know, if you find out today, and it's serious, and it's something to really think about, man. It's a thought-provoking, man. Renesy, how you feel about the situation, man? How you feel about, you know, the information we shared today? Renesy, you there? Hello? Renesy, you there? You cooking chicken right now? You cooking chicken up? Oh! Where is Renesy?
Well, I'm glad it wasn't me today. Or so far.
Oh, man. Oh, man, but you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing that we can have shows like this, you know, Street Queens of Movement, doing empowerment, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's through the music, supporting, you know what I'm saying, the Alliance, you know, female, you know what I'm saying, females doing their movement, whether it be hiphopsisters.com, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, the community, to inform women about different situations that's going on with us, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Right, right.
Because this information is if it's not for you, at least you can at least have the knowledge to help somebody else that you know that might have it, you know what I'm saying? Or you could at least be more educated to explain to somebody and let them know, well, if you're going through that, you might have that. Maybe you should get checked for that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? This real talk right here on Street Queens and Movement, supporting females, supporting women and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go to quick commercial. You're talking about fibroids. It's a serious situation. We're going to talk about our final thoughts. We're going to let DJ Lady Blaze give her plug-ins, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the Alliance and the whole movement and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk about the Nunu, what's going on with DJ Lady Blaze, what's going on with Renesy, what's going on with Street Queens, the movement, after these quick commercials, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a quick second, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Strictly Bump One, you know, our sponsors, Digital Fantasy Media, and, you know what I'm saying, Diverse Media Group, LLC, definitely. And we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back with Street Queens the Movement, Fibroid.
www.myperformancetour.com. artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancetour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills on a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
That's real info right there. Performance Tour, make sure you step your game up. Go out there, register today, www.myperformancetour.com. Independent artists, models, and everything, man. You trying to get on, Special House, it's50.com. Step your game up. It's time, myperformancetour.com. Strictly Bump 1, you already know what it is. Street Queens, the movement, and we're back online with Rena CZ, along with the beautiful and wonderful and talented and super hardworking DJ Lady Blaze.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for all of that.
Oh, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Our final thoughts and closing in regards to fibroids and how serious the issues and everything is. Renacy, you back with us? Renacy, are you live? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man.
Wow.
Renacy is cooking chicken right now. He'll be back in a few moments, folks. But, hey, Blaze, man, what's your final thoughts on fibroids, man?
Hey, like I said, I learned something new that I really wasn't educated on, and I'm definitely going to be aware of the situation and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, be more aware. Like I said, go to my OBGYN, whatever, I can't even say it right now, but go to my gynecologist and definitely make sure that I'm okay, you know, because I never actually addressed that situation.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. I'm glad, man, you know what I'm saying? Early detection for anything is the best, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
But you were as healthy as an ox anyway, yo. You were a kicker, so, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with you, dog.
That's not true. Anything can happen, you know. I'm not immune to anything, so.
Yeah,
even
that's
I know
true.
That.
That's true, but you know what I'm saying? We try to, you know, stay positive about stuff, you know what I mean? And I think.
So
you know what I'm saying, and we talk, and my final thoughts in regards to fibroids is, people, please, I implore you, brothers, sisters, mothers, daughters, make sure you check for this, because even though the statistic says between 30 and, you know, 50, I mean, I am 28 years old. I found out when I was 25. Please, I implore you. My mother had 3 kids. I only had 1. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I need you guys to go and check that. Make sure you're aware about anything, whether it be, you know, check yourself for whether it's, God forbid, cancer, anything, diabetes. Make sure you check your family history. Trace it back, you know what I'm saying, and find out who has what so you can make sure that you're on the up and up. Make sure you're taking your checkups. I know insurance is crazy right now. Son, like, freaking just admit yourself into the admit yourself in the emergency room, son. They'll do a quick checkup. Yo, son, go under another alias. I'm sorry. This might be wrong, son. Put a fake name. Get checked up, son. You know what I'm saying? Let the medical bill go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. You got to. You know what I'm saying? We got to stay healthy. Also, check out your free clinics out there. You know what I'm saying? That got the clinics with OBGYNs, man. Go do that, man, for real. Get you pap smears. Ladies, get them pap smears, for real. Get them pap smears. It's not a game. And not just, some women think that they be burning and stuff because sexually transmitted diseases. Not all of that is sexually transmitted diseases. Some of them can be vaginosis because our vaginal area is sensitive. It might be, you might use that, you know, that feminine spray, and sprayed it down there, which you know you're not supposed to do. It might have had caused irritation. You might use a perfume, soap, or anything like that that could have irritated it. Or a man's dirty finger touching you down there could have caused it. So, you know what I'm saying? It might not be a sexually transmitted disease, but check yourself out. That's my final thoughts on that. So, we going into basically, you know what I'm saying, DJ Lady Blaze, you know what I'm saying, spotlight on her. You know what I'm saying, wonderful lady doing her thing out here, grinding crazy, hot DJ, rocking the parties all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? Keep us, you know what I'm saying? So she doing this whole hot jump off. We heard her before prior on the show talking about the Alliance. So, you know what I'm saying, tell us more about the progress of the Alliance, because I know y'all moving crazy online. Cass is supporting you like crazy. Tell us what's the progress. Keep us updated. Let us know what's going on with the Alliance.
Oh, man. Well, recently, me and Nati, you know, this is a learning experience for me, actually, because I never did a project like that where I had so many people submit so many submissions at once. And, like, account was really getting full. Our email account was getting full, and we decided that, you know, we're getting close to the deadline. The deadline is October 31st. So we decided that we're going to go ahead and try to start to get through some of these submissions. We started last week, and, man, it took me, respectively, 8 hours to go through that material. And
wow.
You know, it took her 6 hours. She was able to do it in one day. I had to break it up amongst 2 to 3 days because I have other things that I'm doing, you know, but it was just crazy because it's like some of the songs, you know, certain tracks you can hear for the first time and you can be like, yeah, that's hot, that's good. Then other tracks, like I had to listen to it over and over and over again because I didn't know what to think about it. Because it was something new, you know, I had to try to analyze certain songs. So, I mean, I'm really happy, you know, that a lot of people are supporting the movement, you know, that we're getting all of these submissions and we're getting a lot of people who want to promote the project. It's definitely a good look. I'm happy about that.
That's real talk right there. So shout out to all y'all. You know what I'm saying? We try not to bash people, but yo, please, just like I tell y'all on Friday, man, make sure that you do not surround yourself with yes men, man. For real, make sure you surround yourself with people that really doing some serious music, and like send us some real good music, man, and stop sending us this nonsense, man. But we got a caller real quick. We don't know if you want to comment on the Alliance or you want to comment on the 5-boy situation. Caller from the 972, you're live on Street Queens, the movement with the wonderful and beautiful DJ Lady Blaze and your girl, Leshy Lesh and Renna CZ. What's up, player? 972? Caller from the 972. Okay. You just want to listen. We were talking about 5-boys. Caller from the 937. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace. 937?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, peace. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? All right.
Ain't nothing much. Let us know where your name is and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Name, sensation, female hip-hop artist. Calling to support my girl, DJ Lady Blaze. She on here?
Yeah, she's definitely on here.
Oh, okay. All right. What up, Blaze?
What up?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Always some support over there, man. Ladies got to support each other, man, in this game, man, because the game is serious.
Yeah, for sure. Got to do that.
So, you know, since you called in, you know, to show that support, you know, we can return the favor by letting you go ahead and, you know, get your plug-ins, you know what I'm saying, let the cats know. You a female MC?
Oh, yeah, I'm a female MC. Yeah, female MC. I got a single out right now called Breath Mint Fresh, Killing the Airwaves. You can go to my Twitter, that's Sensation. Check me out. That's SYNSAYSHUN. You can check me out on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/sensation. Yeah, check that single out, Breath Mint Fresh. It's, like I said, it's killing the airwaves. It's getting played in Brazil. It's big. We're doing it big.
That's what's up. That's what's up,
yeah.
Man. Definitely proud of you, supporting you, as a female MC doing your thing in the game, that's what it is. That's what it's about, man. You got to support yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get that single, Lush. You got to get it from her, yo. Definitely. That shit is hot, yo. And if I say it's hot, you know it's hot.
Yeah, if Blaze say it's hot, then if you got Blaze to prove it, then it's a go.
if my little sister say it's hot, then it's hot. She's picky as hell.
I know.
She don't play no games, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She'll tell you in a minute, dog, you garbage.
I know. That's the fever, right?
You already know.
You already know, man.
Yeah, definitely make sure you check that out. It's been out for about a month, and it already got, actually got 913 downloads, 912 plays. So, I mean, the song is hot. It's just a matter of time for it's worldwide.
So what I understand is why it's not in my inbox right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. Hint, need to be in my inbox like ASAP, like I'm playing it on Music Friday. Let's get it cracking, man. We don't play no games out here, y'all.
Okay, I got you. Okay. It'll be there within the next 20, 30 minutes. It'll be there. It'll be your email.
Listen for it on New Music Friday tomorrow. We live and getting it cracking. And we also going to have a female MC. I think they call her, what is it, Canary Diamond or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I heard about her before.
I've never heard about her.
And she going to be on a joint tomorrow. We getting it cracked. We got to support these female MCs. Caller from the 972, man. We got callers from all over. What up, 972?
What's popping? It's Kiki in the building. How goes it?
Oh, this is my girl, Kiki. What up, Kiki?
Nothing much. It's on this old Twitter. What's going on?
Hey, Kiki, man, you need to stop faking like you don't know what's up, man. Tell us about that hot joint that you buzzing around Twitter and everything, man, so the people can know about that, Kiki.
I mean, well, basically the mixtape dropped on Tuesday, TN21, and, I just been making a move, got a new single coming soon. And I guess the track that everybody like is this track called I See You, that's the title. And
yes!
That's mainly the one that everybody been saying they like, so, yeah, that's that, and, yeah. Good feedback on the mixtape, so I'm just trying to make moves and get it popping while representing myself in a positive way. So.
That's what it is, man. I'm saying the ladies in the building, Divas, ow, cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
That's what it is, man. So, Kiki, man, how they can get at you, man? How can they get at you? Because you know you on a Twitter hot body. Tell them.
I mean, hey, mainly Twitter. Twitter, that's what I'm mainly 100% consumed in these days. So it's @KikiKetx, and that's basically where you can reach me. Probably even better than the phone.
That's what it is. Y'all need to support these divas, man. Hey, Renacy, you back from cooking chicken? You back, dog? What's up?
I've been back for a minute, you know what I mean? I'm letting the lady shine, and I'm just listening, you know what I'm saying? In order to be a good speaker, you got to be a good listener. So, yeah.
Yo, me and Blaze was calling. I was like, yo, we're ready to see us, huh?
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to be so obvious, but I had like a situation going on, so I had to.
Okay. We can excuse that, you know what I'm saying? We love you. We still love you.
it's love back at both of y'all. What's up, DJ Lady Blaze, you know?
What's good with you, man?
You know, I can't call it like three alcoholics. You know, we trying to keep it pushing like a shopping cart. That's it, you know.
I got you.
That's what's up.
Man, I'm interested in collabing, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I, It's part of my camp. Like, you know, I'm a Cali cat, so it's part of my camp. Most of the female MCs I've collabed with mostly related to me, man. I wanna do something outside of that blood connection. So, you know, I'm putting it out there, man, to either one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even heard nothing yet, but, you know, I like the confidence. So I want to collab. You dig?
Yeah.
Let's put it together.
That's what's up.
Okay. So you're an artist yourself, huh?
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm an artist, man. I produce, too. I play keyboard, so, you know, it can come together like glue. I mean, it's nothing. So.
Yep. He definitely produces. Definitely, you know, rhymes. Definitely, you know, sings a little bit, but he be trying to fake, but he do a little bit. And he definitely has some hot stuff out there. Definitely represent, and he definitely supports whoever supports him, and definitely push the movement out there and connects with a lot of good people. So I mean, once again, I don't know if you guys want to go ahead and shout out those Twitters, all three of y'all, since y'all on the line. Shout out those Twitters again. You know what I mean?
All right, this is girl Sensation. You can check me out at Twitter at Sensation. That's SYNSAYSHUN. SYNSAYSHUN. It's your girl Sensation. Check me out.
That's what's up.
Yeah, girl.
Oh yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is your hometown homegirl, Miss Kiki. You can hit me up on twitter.com/KikiTX. It's KEKETX. And I forgot to shout out Blaze. I see you.
Yeah, I see you too, man. Thanks for calling, man.
Blaze?
Yep, your girl, DJ Lady Blaze, the Fever. And you can find me on Twitter, DJ Lady Blaze. Everything spelled regular.
That's what's up.
Run a seat. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, even though I can't even lie, I'm not on Twitter as much, but I'm definitely going to hop on Twitter just to find these ladies right here, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm really, and it's not on no flirting, no personal, it's on some business. So
you
I'm
sure?
going to jump on here.
All right, well, make sure you do.
I'm a professional, always. Look
okay.
At my track record.
I'm going to hold you to that, too. You know?
Oh, no, hold me to it. All you got to do is, you know, do your research on me and ask any client I've been dealt with. You dig? They know what's
okay.
up.
Okay.
Straight up.
I'm at y'all,
man. I'm at y'all on a business
okay.
level. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Do that and make sure you check out my single, Breast Mint Fresh. Check that out.
Will do.
Check that out or you're missing out.
If you want to find me, if you guys could find me before I find you, it's Rennessy, spelled RINNESSY, 8 letters.
All right,
that's
the show.
That's what's up, man. It's nothing but love on here on Street Queens The Movement. We talked about fibroids, you know what I'm saying, serious situation affecting females, you know what I'm saying, minorities, African-American women, and Hispanics. It can hit you from the ages from, you know, it hit me at 25. You know what I'm saying? And up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's a serious issue. Make sure y'all get checked out. Fibroids, non-cancerous tumors. But you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Check it out. Besides that, support the alliance. I'm talking about it's crazy. They're getting crazy submissions. But I'm going to tell you, if you whack, you're going in the trash. Saying that? If you whack, you're going in the trash.
And Fever will let you know.
Yes.
Fever will let you know. So don't send it if you ask.
Yes.
Oh, and something I want to say about the alliance. We are not backing any whores. So
that's
any
right.
females that are whores is submitting music, we're not backing you. So don't even waste your time for real.
If you're selling sex, go to the block. Because Fever ain't having it.
So basically... You know, I'm gonna be a little bit like nicer than the Fever was though in regards to the for all the women that are using provocative language or trying to sell a certain type of service, you know, through their music, you're gonna have to cease that when you're submitting your music. We want respectable, you know, situations that we can, you know, therefore, because this mixtape will be serviced to kids, you know, teenagers and adults, so we want to make sure that music friendly, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you submit your stuff. You know, don't be talking about, you know what I'm saying, the bop bop, you know, the Beckys, you know what I'm saying, and all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it kind of respectable. You know, if you do, keep it to yourself. You know what I mean? Go talk.
Nah, see, it's not even like that, though. It's nothing like that.
Like now you want to be nice about it, right?
Everything you pretty much said was irrelevant.
Nah.
In regards to what you said, you know, there's going to be explicit lyrics on the mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thing is, when I'm talking about whores, I'm talking about females that's trying to fuck their way to the top. I don't care if they're talking about sex. I don't care what they're talking about. As long as they're not about that, because my movement is not about that.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a whore.
Whoremonger. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Try not to be a whoremonger when you submit your music, okay? Try to be, you know what I'm saying, keep it like a diva, do what you gotta do. But yeah, man, it's you know what I'm saying, we supporting the ladies, man. Support the Alliance. The Alliance is on Twitter. It's not T-H-E, it's D-A, the Alliance. Support them in their movement. Support Kiki. Support my girl over here, you know what I'm saying, doing her 1-2, you know what I'm saying, with the fresh man. Y'all need to support that old single right there, you know what I'm saying? And Renesy, you know what I'm saying? You got to do that, because if you don't, I'm going to smack you in the head with a 4x4. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? this is how we do.
I love
this. This is how we do on Lush Radio Online. We keep it lushy, you know what I'm saying? We make grown men blushy. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on a hush beat. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? We support the ladies, and we support our kings out here. You know what I'm saying? And we want you to support each other, because if we ain't working together, we're not working at all. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Also, check out hiphopsisters.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you have any kind of subjects you want us to discuss on Street Queens the Movement, or if you have a young lady that's doing something in the community, or a female movement that's doing something that you want to highlight and we want us to spotlight on the show, holla, because you know what I'm saying, we support you, man. If you got any type of thing going on with little kids that you want Street Queens to donate or support, holla, because we're here, Street Queens the Movement, supporting ladies, community, everybody, man. We get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my special needs children out there. Support the special needs movement. You know what I'm saying? They're lacking a lot of supplies. They're lacking, you know, teachers or people that care. Support the special needs children out there. You know what I'm saying? For real. Don't look at them. Don't shun them. Don't think that something's wrong with them. Some of them need a lot of love. Some of them need a lot of support. Support, you know, our children that are autistic, our children, you know what I'm saying? If our children can't read, you know what I'm saying, it's hard for them to do successful things in the world. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, say that majority of children that were in jail or people that are in jail is because they can't read. So we need to support our children. Reinforce reading. You must teach your kids how to read. But some of these schools is letting them go past not reading. Support your kids. Reinforce reading in school, in the house. Do it, man, for real. Can't have our kids out here like this, man. They are our future. Real talk. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Support all my ladies on the line and our king, Street Queens the Movement. Shout out to E2K Magazine, Emma E2K, CG Michelle, Felicia Sabri, and Lissette. You know what we do. You know how it is, man. Round like a lion, Street Queens the Movement, AB. You know what I'm saying? And hit me on Twitter, Lush Radio Online. You know tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is. It's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. You tell us who you following on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shout out all the people that got the Twitter chains on it. Also on top of that, we're going to have your boy Grim to the Reaper live on the line tomorrow. We're going to have your girl, Canary Diamond on the joint tomorrow. We're going to have another artist on here called Prom Queen on tomorrow. So we're going to have artists on here. We're going to have judges on here judging new music. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, Blazing, if she ain't DJing, she can stop through and judge some of this new music and say if it's garbage or it's not garbage. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can have Kiki or, you know what I'm saying, any one of the ladies on the line to come through and, you know, be a guest judge or even Renacy. You know what I'm saying? It's going down tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Actually, we're starting at 6, so we're getting it cracking tomorrow, Eastern time. Let's get it cracking. 347-826-7722. Street Queens of Movement, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Street Queens Blunt One Performance Tour coming to your town. Holla, www.performancetour.com. Yo, I love all of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stay blessed, stay focused, keep doing what you do. Street Queens of Movement, always supporting people, positive people in the game, and you know, I just feel so emotional right now, son. I feel
I got some tissue for you.
So much love, you know what I'm saying? Street Queens, the movement, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Professor Truth, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Black, the Activity, you know what I'm saying? Your boy YBBI, all y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is the thing, right? I wanna ask y'all, you know what I'm saying, who's real and who's fake? Because they the type of people I hate, you know?
I live by that motto.
I live by that. And you know what I'm saying, Street Queens, the movement, you know what I'm saying, OJ the Juice Man, Jay the Kiss, your man Swiss Beats, and you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement, you know what I'm saying, realize who's real and fake in your life. Because you know what I'm saying, people need to add to your progression. If they're not adding to your progression, cut them off, real talk, because we need to move forward in life. Stay focused. Your girl lets you like Street Queens the movement, and we all out.
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
He's phony. She's fake.
Clap, packs gon' move, blood get drawn, skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, the fake gon' lose, the love overpowers the hate by two, all they left was the yellow tape in his shoes, real when the funeral wake make the news, load the tray pound so we fix up on them, so when they act phony, we just switch up on them,
he's phony,
what,
she's fake, that's the type of people I hate, oh. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands, oh. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands,
wait a minute,
who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Who's on? Who's fake? Silver Hummer on 8. Life's good. I'm straight. Clap your hand one time, you relate. Can't keep it 100. Them the ones I hate, but I'ma keep it 200 for the ones that fake. Red and black car on the red phone case. Young, you think I should want on my plate?
She's phony, she's fake. That's the type of people I hate. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute,
who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Yo, pocket full of cash, wallet full of plastic, in and out the lanes, dipping through the traffic. We ain't hustling no more, we doing gymnastics. Couple of flips and then stashes, bastards. Real gon' recognize real, phony gon' recognize still. I reckon I will expose those who are. If you ain't, but you are, I done gone too far. Sorry, move on. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car. Load up the AR, spray y'all, K y'all. It's real on this side. Phony wherever they are.
She's phony.
What?
She's fake.